Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hope day.
You the one that did that in the elevator? Was that you?
Did what? Oh. What happened in the elevator?
Somebody farted something serious. Was that you?
It was not me. Not I.
Hate that. I got in it and then
I would think
like,
mine would have faded by now anyway. I hope that it wouldn't linger.
Well, I
can't
don't
say I've never farted in an elevator. What
have
is
you
it
showered
it?
Yet?
I did. Oh my God, my power came back on. So yesterday, 3 o'clock, John and I spent, I don't know, 2.5 hours driving around just trying to find ice. You know, just to try to be able to have milk for the cold coffee in the morning. Driving around looking for ice. Pull into our driveway at 3 o'clock, and our contractor, Richard, mm-hmm. you know, Dick and Chumley,
mm-hmm.
he's there pulling a generator off the back of his truck.
Dude!
I know. So awesome. I'm like, oh my God, this
Wait
is
a minute.
Amazing.
So your power didn't come back on. You got a generator.
Hold on.
Oh.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. So they pull the thing off. They unpack it. It's ready to, you know.
How big is it?
It's a pretty big, loud one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a...
You're going to compete with your neighbors now.
I'm telling you. I'm like, we're going to have the loudest generator.
I'm a size queen.
Yeah, I'm a size queen, too. John was like, I just wanted a little one. I'm like, no, you didn't. Come on. So they're unpacking it, and they're putting the wheels on it, and they're putting the, you know, getting it all ready to go, and... You know, John's pulling out extension cords so we can run some of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take a hot shower, which is going to be awesome. Yeah, we plug in our, we have one of those on-demand tankless water heaters. So he's getting it all ready. And they're just about to plug it in. And the power comes back on. I'm like, of course, the power just came. Well, listen, we didn't know. And then, remember, yesterday was supposed to get turned off in the night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know why they're doing this. I'm like, let's do everything we can right now. Like,
absolutely.
Everybody hopped in and took a hot shower.
Yeah.
Then we ran the...
All together.
The washing machine. Yeah, we all got in together. We danced around naked in the shower. Woo! Did like a little do-si-do thing. Uh-huh. Just a little, square, little bit of square dancing. And I threw in some laundry real quick. I'm like, oh my God, man, I could hang it up to dry if it doesn't get all the way through. And then we got an alert saying they weren't going to shut it off in Marin last night.
Right.
So.
That's the alert I got as well.
So this morning, though, on my way in, my phone starts beeping furiously. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And I'm on the highway, so I can't really look at it. But they said, let me see if I can find the actual thing here. It says, emergency alert, warning, all Marin power outage and high fire danger.
Oh, so they are going to turn you off again.
I don't know, but there it is. It busted right through, so I was like, okay, I guess. At least we have a generator now.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, so listen, it's, you know, plenty of people still completely displaced. That fire still raging. Down south, apparently, ridiculous
right
now.
Is that the Getty fire?
The Getty fire.
Yikes.
It's awful. So, you know, we're not out of the woods, but the forecast is for pretty calm through Monday, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw this morning.
Cooler weathers.
Cooler and less windy.
Yeah, less wind.
So, I hope a lot of people got their power back last night. But...
Well, we lost ours.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Mm-mm. What time did you lose yours? So you got yours back Sunday or Monday? Monday.
I don't remember. What day is it now?
It's Wednesday.
It's just the one thing, and I really do want to repeat. I'm fully aware people are running for their lives. So as I say this, you don't need to write in and say, you dick.
Right.
I get it.
And
I'm
we're
alive,
all going through our own thing,
and
too.
But it's chaos. It's it just is chaos. With two little kids, we don't know where we're staying at any given night, and we're going by the... And last night, it was one of those... I just said to the missus, what do you want to do? How will you feel safe? Where will you with the? Because I'm gonna split at 4-3 in the something in the morning,
right.
And you're gonna be sitting there. Where do you want to be? Let's go to the beach. Okay.
So you guys slept at the apartment.
So
that
then
had...
it's like gather the crap, run for the, lock up the house, put on some lights. Not light, you know what I mean?
The, I do the absolutely, of course.
Battery operated.
Yep.
Hey, we're here. Don't rob us.
Right.
So stupid, dude. To think that in a time of crisis,
there are
that's
people
when
taking
someone's
advantage
gonna come
of it.
And roll us.
It's mm-hmm. true.
Man. Gee, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And now with Kit, well, I shouldn't even say this into a mic. Anyway,
everybody's in horrible moods, though. You know, I'm telling you, we went to 15 different places yesterday looking for ice, and just everyone is so aggro, and everyone on the roads is just so. Upset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, this, I'll tell you what I think as I've read a lot of different articles. And while I'm by no means trying to slow everyone's anti-PG&E roll, the National Forestry is going to have to thin our forests, even where places where there's a frog or a beetle or whatever you've protected. You're not protecting them if the fire's going to rage right through there and kill everybody anyway.
Well, wildfires are something that have always happened. It's just we're here to complain about them now.
So we're going to have to thin a lot of areas that we're used to looking over and going, it's breathtaking. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Mm. Now we have to thin it.
Yeah.
Like, aggressively. Mm. That's just...
Forest management.
And that's just my opinion. I don't. Maybe they're going to be able to not... But
right.
I'll tell you how I got rid of. You know how I said I had some rats?
Yes.
You know how I got rid of them?
How?
I just trimmed all the crap off that pergola.
Mm-hmm.
They got no place to hide anymore.
Oh.
They're gone. And so stupid.
Now
I'm
you
like,
got no shade.
Right. Well, sorry.
Let's say rats are shade.
Yeah,
rats
I mean,
shade.
I'm like, I don't care.
I'll take rats and shade.
You know what I want to do? I want to get rid of the home where they live.
Yeah.
Mm. Bye.
There you go. Get rid of the nest.
And they're gone. Problem removed completely.
Right.
Like, I got all of these traps.
Mm.
They're sitting there, unused.
He's just like, hacks all the vegetation
just,
out of
I just
there.
Told the guy who does our yard, I'm like, you know what I really want you to do? How much would it cost you to take all that out and that tree?
Oh. There was a tree overhanging it?
But they had a path that they were coming out of.
Jump on that
the
and get to the next thing.
You could, the guy who came, we called out, the rat guy goes, let me show you. And he showed the path that these guys are walking to live up high where they're safe and warm and protected and crapping down into our yard.
Oh, God.
I know. They're little turds. Yeah. The little rat turds everywhere.
You can
everywhere.
Get that landscape cloth. They have nice looking landscape cloth that if you want shade.
Can they? Well, I don't.
They cannot live
you know
in
what
that.
What I don't want is rat turds everywhere.
Right.
Forget it.
Well, way to solve it with a sledgehammer.
Get
Let's
it all
do this.
Out of here. Well, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen in California.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I'm thinking most of us are about to get down with, sledgehammer that forest.
Yep. Get rid of that.
Trim it back. It's going to have to happen.
Yep.
Again, I don't work for the forestry or any political party. I'm just saying what I think.
Yep.
So this is texter, don't know. 707, the alert was from an error in AT&T system.
Oh.
I'm an emergency manager and had the same thing happen to me.
And
no new risk
okay,
in Marin.
Okay, great, good. Whew, scared the crap out of me. My phone's on silent. You know, I appreciate that they can bust through your quiet time.
Do you?
I do, I guess, because if there was really, you know, something that... But I do feel like... Listen, obviously, anytime a child is in peril and they're sending those Amber Alerts out, but for someone who's sleeping, if it happens at 3 in the morning and it busts through your... I mean, now you're just like awake and jangled and you're in your house. You're not out looking for the car. I don't know. I guess they have to just... It's either all or nothing,
exactly,
I guess, right?
Yeah.
So
it can be frightening.
It's gives
someone a darn heart attack.
A heart attack, exactly. And if you've ever been woken up by something that's just like a piercing, scary
jolting,
noise,
yeah.
It jolts you, and there's no going back to sleep.
Mm. You're just your heart's racing.
Right, you get that adrenaline shot.
Anyway. Yeah, I can't fight the adrenaline shot. That doesn't work for me.
Oh, it's
something gets me up, I'm over it.
That's it.
Yeah,
might as well just get up.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get up. Go for a walk.
Right
I had
now.
That this morning, too.
Oh, what happened?
You have power?
No, I had a nightmare, though. I was doing the Hot 100 with Sarah, and she was like, and at number 9, I'm like, oh, I can't find it.
Oh, no. I hate work dreams.
I know, they're the worst.
Just a nightmare work, and I woke up like at 3, just like, oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, 3, okay. You're close to bed. That's about when you're getting up.
You should be getting up at 3.
I had at least another half an hour to sleep, you know?
Right.
But I was just like tossing and turning and pissed. But, you know, this is just my first work.
I always have work dreams where we have turntables and I can't find any records to play. And like every time I do find it, like a song, it's like a minute and a half long, and I'm trying to get the thing in the groove, and then also I've been drinking, like it's always there's always like all these in the program directors like yelling at me from outside, or you know what I do a lot? I do live reads in my sleep a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be talking about Sleep Number, and I'm like, damn it. That's work I'm not getting paid for. Get out of here. How dare you? How many of those did I do tonight?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bill them. They are in my head. The shift you didn't get paid for. God, work dreams suck.
Hate them.
It's like, I want to dream about good stuff when I'm dreaming.
Naked ladies, right?
Sure, I mean, naked ladies.
Duh.
You know, horses.
You know, horses?
I don't know, fun things.
What's just as bad is if you have a great dream, like a lottery dream. I've had that before. I wake up, you know, I'm a billionaire.
You
and I go,
didn't win the lottery.
Oh, man, I'm the same.
Just stupid
I'm
old
the
me.
Same.
Just dumb old me. I hate myself.
Poor old me.
I am poor the me. Same.
That's funny.
This thing sucks.
I don't know if I've ever had a lottery dream. That sounds like an awesome dream. Mm-hmm.
And then it's terrible when you wake up, though.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean.
Actually, you lived that already. You guys all lived that.
Yeah. For 5 full minutes, we thought we'd won the lottery. Mm. Not the big one, but we thought we had 5 out of 6 numbers, and we thought we had won between us $300,000+.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh, my God. This is amazing.
It was way more stupid than that. I love the way you bang walls and stuff. You are ridiculous.
I'm like, well, I want to wake myself up.
My
is this
God.
A dream?
Is this real?
What is she doing?
Just She's trying to winning. See if it's a dream or not.
You're one step away from FUing the company. Like,
I'm not going to FU them over 300 grand. Take a little more than that to FU the company.
Right. Yeah. Are you kidding?
But one step away, you're not wrong. Yeah, the lottery.
Mm.
That's the dream.
Was the story, Vinny, you told yesterday the guy was going to his last chemotherapy appointment?
Won $200,000.
Yeah.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
Just what a day.
How
you know?
Bad does that suck, though, that he's like, well, I can pay my medical bills for my cancer.
That's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, well, at least he won't be in debt from his cancer.
The worst.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Bankrupts people.
Like, it absolutely does.
They wind up just in this inescapable hole.
Yeah.
You know, and you just wanted to be well.
On a better note,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yesterday after I went and checked in at home, I loaded up my van
mm-hmm.
and I went and checked surf, and it was the most beautiful day.
Oh.
And I got to go surfing for
an
hour and had so much fun and got so much exercise and just left there like, all right, I can cope. Like whatever comes.
Whatever comes my way. What time did they shut your power off?
We left before the power got turned off, so I don't know.
Oh, you knew what was happening.
We were told.
Are you sure that it happened?
No, because I wasn't there.
Mm.
But that we were told it's happening tonight.
Mm-hmm. I bet you could check your Ring doorbell, and it would if it's not working.
All that's tied to her phone.
Oh, it is.
She's in charge of all that because she's home all day.
Yeah.
So.
Surf and safari.
It was so fun, you guys. Mm. I left there just like, yes, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
And I don't
feel all that weight on
me right now, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. It just got to go away for a while.
Well, it is nice to find something to to do besides just think about, you know, whatever it is you're going through. Mm. You know, it's nice to have an outlet.
Well, that's, you know, this Friday you're going to go and have 20 beers or whatever, five cocktails or whatever.
5,000 beers, sure.
Whatever, and I'll... You know, that's my thing yesterday.
We're off Friday because we're going to do our broadcast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Thursday night for me.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
on Halloween.
I'm so happy that on Halloween night, it sucks. Every year that it's on a weeknight, I wind up having to go to bed at 7:30 just as everything's getting fun. You know, all the little kids are done. Mm-hmm. Jen's going to make a big pot of soup.
Oh, what kind?
Turkey kale.
Oh, yummy.
My favorite.
Turkey kale.
So we'll have that, you know, brewing on the stove. All people want to come in and have a bowl of soup and all the...
Let trick-or-treaters in to have soup?
No, but adults come by afterward, right. You know. Everybody... We know a lot of people in the neighborhood, so people come by. And a lot of people who don't live in neighborhoods where it's good trick-or-treating will come down to my house, and that's always super fun.
You know what I've noticed about the kids in my neighborhood is that they do walk right in our house. I don't know if that happened when you had...
When I was a kid, I remember that happening, but no, we...
Your young kids, because you lived on the hill. No, you didn't, they didn't even have friends.
No, they didn't.
Poor guys.
Poor little loners. They had me.
Right. You were it.
Let's go for a walk. Or I'd drive them down to the school, you know, because there'd always be kids playing in the playground at the school.
This little boy Landon's like, you got any graham crackers?
Is Landon the one who saw you naked?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Was it Noah? Buddies?
Because I know Noah, Landon.
No, Noah wasn't. Noah. Hey.
So he walks right in your house, huh?
Yeah, he's like, you got any graham crackers? He's a little boy.
Sure.
He's not even. Is he three? I think he's three.
Oh boy.
And he's out walking by himself.
We have a little neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd like it if he didn't walk in, but it's fine. I mean, no big deal.
Lock the door.
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to learn all these things as we go. I mean, the whole lock.
What if you guys are doing something?
You guys with the lock the, what is it, the listeners who've texted in, you got to shut your bathroom door. That's why people are walking in on you. Well, look, I've lived my whole life not doing that.
Right.
I'm learning now. Yes. Now I lock the
door. New skills.
And now, you know what I've lost is the missus has told me a couple times, I was going to come in. I'm like, great. You know, come in. And
she wasn't going to. She just was.
She's just saying
she just
that.
Tried the door.
She's she could have knocked.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
It's like, well, it's not too late now. Come on. Now let's do stuff.
Whatever. The point is that I'm working on changing habits. And if locking the front door is the new way, then maybe that's the new way. But our kids, neighborhood kids, come right in.
Well, that's,
so,
you know.
Here's some turkey kale, kids.
You should be grateful that you've got kids in your neighborhood and that, you know, they're all nice. They'll all grow up together. They'll all know each other. A little pack of kids.
Get a lock with a key and then take the key. Here, hon, here's the key. If everyone will come in, I'll lock the door, but you got the key. You come on in.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys I locked my... Maybe I shouldn't tell this
tell
story.
Her.
I locked at the beach. I locked the bathroom door as I was shutting it. Mm-hmm. I was closing the door.
Yes.
And it locked. And I'm like, oh, nuts. And then I couldn't seem to find the tool. I'm
oh, like, yeah, yeah.
First, did I tell you that story?
Oh, no. It was the tool that changes your
door? No. This was another one.
Okay.
So I couldn't find, you know, I'm reaching up above the little
ledges. Yeah, just like a paperclip thing or whatever.
And I'm not finding the tool that's supposed to, and I'm all, damn, I can't leave the house now because the window was open with the bathroom door locked. And now I'm like, I can't get in there. Oh, God. So I'm like ripping, looking for tools that are going to help me get into this, jimmy this thing. And I'm all, I probably could kick it open if I have to.
Oh, no.
But I don't want to do that, you know? So now I'm like tripping. So finally, after not being able to get this thing open, I call a locksmith and I'm like, screw it. I got to get a guy out here. I call the guy and he goes, does it have the hole? And I go, yeah, it's got the hole. What do you mean, does it have the hole? I've been poking stuff in the hole the whole time. And he goes, straight in. Just straight in.
Straight in. It's
you
a little lever.
You just push it. You just push.
Yeah.
You don't twist. You don't. There's no angle. Straight in. Like, all right, I'll call you right back. Doink.
Yeah. We always mistakenly lock our doors. We have paper clips like hanging everywhere on our sconces.
That seemed too easy to me. So I was like coming in at an angle and I'm trying to twist and didn't even think straight. Yeah, straight in.
Yeah.
Guy goes straight in. Yeah. I'll come out, but, you know, straight in. Give it a try.
I don't need to. I'd love your money.
Sure, I'd be happy to get paid.
You know, I wish I knew the guy's name. I'd give him a plug right now. But
no, you don't remember the name of the locksmith?
No, I called the first one that came up when I Googled it. Cause...
Yeah. That's, you know, there's these little tricks in life. I think I must have told you guys this. Our heater went out at our old house. Mm-hmm. And so I was just me at the house. So I call a heating place or whatever, and the guy's going to come out and look. He comes back up the stairs, and he's like, "Well, you know, I got this part in my cars, but this whole thing is going to cost you about $1,100, blah blah blah." And John comes in the door at that point. He's like, "You know, I'm going to call someone else," and you know, and the guy got mad because I was ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy leaves. Next guy that comes in goes, "Oh, it's a reset button."
Have told us that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Shows John where it's just, you know, got tripped. I'm like, oh my God, that dude is about to steal $1,100 from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
pretty
like, yes, I need heat.
Yeah. Well, you don't know any better.
I don't. Well, I'm an idiot, obviously.
Well,
of course, John always references that.
Mm-hmm.
All the little dumb things you do in your life, your husband just squirrels them away to tell you about. You can't make this decision because of this one thing that you did this other time.
Remember that one time?
I do. Stop reminding me about it. All right, KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.